Hi, this is Raymond Quentin from La Vitrine Technologie Éducation. Welcome to this ICT podcast, specially produced for ProfWeb. ICT stands for Information and Communications Technology. Our objective? To present an ICT concept in 3 or 4 minutes. This week, mind maps. Mind maps are graphical tools or diagrams used to organize and represent knowledge. They include concepts, tasks, or other elements linked to and arranged around a central idea. Concept maps look similar to mind maps, but instead of having a central idea, they illustrate the relationships between concepts. Both mind maps and concept maps are used by educators to generate, visualize, structure ideas, and as an aid in study, organization, problem solving, and writing. When students read or attend lectures, many of them have difficulties identifying the concepts that are taught. The traditional approach to teaching requires memorization of information, especially in math, science, and history. In that regard, many students fail to construct a solid concept framework, leading them to find learning boring. According to specialists in the field, using mind maps or concept maps as students are learning will allow them to make sense out of science or any other discipline. They will acquire a feeling of control over it. Mind maps represent semantic or other connections between portions of information. By using mind mapping to present these connections in a systemic, nonlinear graphical manner, teachers encourage a brainstorming approach with students. Mind mapping uses the brain a lot more effectively in the process of integrating and linking facts than traditional note-taking, for example. During the mind mapping process, students will arrange the elements of their mind map intuitively according to the importance of the concepts. They will organize them into groupings, branches, or areas. There are many applications for mind mapping. First, at the memorizing level, mind maps help to organize information in a form easily assimilated by the brain. Students can use mind maps to take notes, for example. Secondly, they can be used for reflection. They free the mind from deep thinking and allow the conceptualization of ideas, which allows them to progress a lot more easily. Mind maps can also be used for problem solving. They allow one to see the whole picture, but also the relationships between the elements. At the conception level, because the maps gather all the relevant information in one spot, they allow students or teachers to plan any writing assignment. In regard to mind mapping or concept mapping applications, we suggest 2 free open source products. They're built in Java, which means they can run on Mac, Windows, or Linux platforms. FreeMind is a mind mapping software. The URL will lead you to mind maps examples in various languages. CMap Tools is a concept mapping software. Teachers can use it for a variety of the tasks that students perform. The concept maps constructed by the students can also become the foundation for sharing e-portfolios. The CCDMD has put in place a CMap server for the sharing of concept maps by teachers of the college network. We hope you liked this podcast. And by the way, La Vitrine Technologie Éducation has a brand new webpage dedicated to podcasting as a new medium in education. Check it out. Cheers!